Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Well, today's call, we're going to discuss success in everything you do.
Wow.
How do you think Aaron Judge, my favorite baseball player, would feel if he knew the New York Yankees would win every game they play? Truthfully, right now, I'm just concerned about them having a winning record the way they started this season. How do you think Coach Mike Krzyzewski of the Duke University Blue Devils would feel if he knew his team would win every basketball game they play? On a personal note, I hope they do. Would the Yankees and the Blue Devils be inspired, confident in knowing that victory was always possible? And without question, how about you? What if you knew that every time you suited up for action on the field of human endeavor, you'd be victorious? One that would inspire confidence in you. Of course you would. Is it possible for you to have a perpetual victory? What does the Word of God say? 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1557, Classic Amplified Bible. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great scripture to personalize. But thanks be to God, who gives Laurel the victory, making her conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God, who gives Will the victory, making him conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Personalize that for you. When we put God first, trust in him, then every effort we make will be successful.
You know, it says, a lot of times people say, Brother Harold or Sister Bev, how can you be sure about this? Well, one thing is that we need to remember this, that sometimes on the way to the victory line, we may fall down, but it doesn't mean we are not going to be victorious. And that's where I think a lot of Christians go, what? You mean really? But see the word, like Proverbs 3, 4 through 6, the Living Bible says, if you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for what? Good judgment and common sense. Really, we need good judgment and common sense these days. Then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success.
Hallelujah.
God will, the scripture doesn't say might, would, or could. God will, the scripture says, to put him first. And he will, yeah, he will direct us and crown our efforts with success. Does it mean that we may not feel like we're not doing everything right? Well, it doesn't say that. It just says that God will make everything work together for good. Psalm 90, verse 17, New Living Translation. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Sometimes just learning that we did it the wrong way helps us to learn how to do it the right way.
That's true.
When we put God first, not doubting his word or his promises, knowing that even when we don't do things exactly right, he's going to show us how to do things. He will show us his approval for our faithfulness by making the effort, by putting the things that have been put in our hands, well, he will help to make them successful. Putting God first doesn't mean that we're just questioning everything he's saying to us. If we're facing what appears in the natural, like dire economic circumstances, then we need to go to God first. Putting God first means that regardless of our job status or what's coming and going, God will bring us through even when things appear to be hopeless. Putting God first means just that, honoring him for who he is and what he's done and is doing in our lives. Putting God first means standing our ground against the demonic assaults against us or our family or our finances. 1 Corinthians 15:58, Message Bible says, with all this going for us, my dear friends, Stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. The Classic Amplified translation of verse 58 says it this way: steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Sometimes we don't see all the purpose, but the point is God does.
Yes, he does.
Putting God first means that sometimes ordinary effort, well, might not be quite enough. We need to do the extraordinary with God helping us.
Amen. I'm reminded, of a quote by Sir Winston Churchill, who once said, sometimes it's not enough to do what's required. You have to do what's necessary. You know, a lot of believers want the double portion of God's blessings that Elisha received, but they're reluctant to do what's necessary for its manifestation in their lives. Philippians 2:12, Message Bible. What I'm getting at, friends, is that you should simply keep on doing what you've done from the beginning. When I was living among you, you lived in responsive obedience. Now that I am separated from you, keep it up. Better yet, redouble your efforts. Be energetic in your life of salvation, reverent and sensitive before God. That energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure. That last sentence would be a good one to personalize. The energy is God's energy, an energy deep within Denise. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure. Hallelujah. That energy is God's energy, an energy deep within Phyllis. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure. Talk about something better than five-hour energy or Red Bull. Do you want God's energy flowing through everything your hands find to do?
Hallelujah.
Do you want God to guarantee your success, your efforts for the kingdom? Then put him first. Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed.
That is great scripture.
And I like it in the Amplified,
and
too.
So do I.
Proverbs 16:3, roll your works upon the Lord, and commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed.
I pray it every day. You know, we are also clearly judged by the actions we take, the things we do, but we also have choices,
yes,
about
we do,
what they're going to be. Jeremiah 17:10, New Living Translation says, but I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Our actions determine our future.
That's good.
God is looking for people of action who are full of fire and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's looking for people who will get up off what's holding them back and actively pursue the vision that he's given them. James 2:20 in the Classic Amplified says, are you willing to be shown proof, you foolish, unpredictive, spiritually deficient fellow, that faith apart from good works is inactive and ineffective and worthless? Our faith is what prompts us to, well, new levels of kingdom action. Hallelujah. God's greatest desire is for you, me, us to be his new action hero. How about that? Someone who defies the odds to become victorious against the forces of evil. That's right. He's looking for more people like that, and we can be those people. More importantly, do we believe that God is really looking for us?
You know, which brings up one more question.
There you go.
What is your reaction to greatness? How do you rank around successful people who have distinguished themselves in the various fields of human endeavor? How would you react if you were to meet Dr. Creflo Dollar, Dr. Charles Stanley, David Jeremiah, or Kenneth Copeland? How would you react if you were to meet Denzel Washington or Meryl Streep? How would you react if you met Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees or basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski from Duke University? How would you react if you were to meet Warren Buffett or Elon Musk? If you could ask them 10 questions, what would they be? Listen to this one now. How will you react when you meet God? You may never meet all those people we just named, but you can and will meet God. In fact, you don't have to wait until the sweet by and by. You can meet with Him any moment of every day.
Think of that.
What would He think about how you act and react? You should be more concerned about His reaction than anything or anyone else in the world. Do what's necessary for the achievement of things that God has stirred in your spirit. Stop holding back. Press toward the mark, the prize, the high calling of Christ Jesus. When we put God first, maximizing our efforts, energized by His Spirit, then you and I will be victorious, successful in everything our hands find to do. You know, honey, I'm reminded of the story of a little 5-year-old boy who was misbehaving one Sunday morning in church. The boy's mother couldn't get the youngster to stop talking and fidgeting. So she turned to her son, bent down and whispered in his ear, "Why are you acting like this, honey?" She paused for a moment, placed her hand on his tiny shoulder, and in a gentle voice quickly questioned, "Don't you know who created you?" The boy glanced at his mother, smiled, and with his eyes filled with hope, he explained, "God made me, Mom, but He's not through with me yet."
Hopefully none of the rest of us, right?
God is not through with you yet. Have you thought about the special plans, blessings, and opportunities that you've yet to see or realize? Mm. God is waiting to help you turn your impossibilities into possibilities for His glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
Success is what He wants you manifesting in your life.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Mm. If you're blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.